Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. We sit down and talk about the ups and downs of one of our favorite series, Gotham. We're going to be talking about Monday night's episode that was called The Ball of Mud and Meanness. It aired on Fox. Normally, we do this recap show on Tuesdays. I know some of y'all are like, what's going on? You're confusing me. Well, it's because my partner in crime, my Bullock, because I'm Gordon.
What?
Because I'm cute and you're...
Oh, don't
Bullock,
believe it.
You know? Hey, I think Bullock is sexy.
He is. Okay, He's got a mystery about him, just like I have a mystery of me. And if you want to know what I look like, follow me on Twitter, AmyVRO.
There you go. You can stalk her. Do your thing. Amy McCracken of thevro.com. Her and a bunch of girls, fellow podcasters and VRO hosts, were over at the Icon Convention for One Tree Hill.
Yes, it was an amazing weekend. I had so much fun.
I saw the pictures, a bunch of like girls and like everybody's like, oh my God, One Tree Hill. I never watched the show, so I just know it's a big show, big following.
I think you would like it.
You think?
Yeah, something about it I think you would like.
Well, you know what? I think you're messing it up right now because you're talking about One Tree Hill on Gotham.
Well, I mean, it is all really combined because, you know, Jim Gordon was, you know, but we won't go there.
Was he in One Tree Hill?
No.
Oh, then what are you trying to bring it up? Okay, let's talk Gotham. I'm going to ask you right off the bat, what you think of the episode?
I loved it.
Really?
Yes.
Yay, Amy loved it. A lot of stuff happened in this. It was crazy.
A lot of stuff. I enjoyed every bit of it.
So I've got my notes, and I'm just going to the cool thing about Gotham is we can focus on character. So
yes.
Let's talk about Penguin.
Okay, was he faking? Is he not faking? Is he faking? What is going on?
That's what I have highlighted in my notes. Is Penguin faking therapy? I think he is. Right?
But from the preview, it kind of looked like he was.
I was hoping that once he walked through that gate, he was going to be like, and crumple it up and throw it and then walk off.
But he folded it up and stuck it in his pocket and was just happy to be gone.
What's your gut telling you?
I don't know.
If you have to pick.
It's fighting with my head.
Yeah, I think he's faking it.
He better be.
I think he's faking it. Either way, I think if he's not, then something's going to happen and he's going to fall off the edge again. But
yeah.
I'm curious to see what Hugo Strange has in store for Penguin. I don't know anything about comics of these characters, so I don't know if it's going to follow anything or not. But yeah, his therapy was kind of intense at the beginning of this, like seeing himself kill his mom.
Yeah, that's mean.
Hey, have you ever seen Clockwork Orange?
No.
Wow, you need to watch that movie. Anybody else people that are listening to this podcast?
Is it a book?
Yeah, I believe it's based off a book, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was, you know, I mean, yeah, it was... All movies are on books.
Yeah.
Just watch the movie, okay? Watch it. And you'll see that you'll be like, oh, my God, it's like Gotham. Because as soon as I saw the goggles go on, people that are listening to this and seeing Clockwork Orange, they're like, yes, Mike, I was thinking the same thing. Unfortunately, Amy, you haven't seen such classic movies like myself.
No, I'm sorry. I haven't.
So we got that, and he's freed, which is cool. I didn't see that coming. I thought we were going to see him in there a lot longer.
I didn't know. I knew we weren't going to see him in there too long.
Of course.
I knew they were going to be like, yeah.
Of course. Yes, Amy knows everything. Okay,
Amy
moving right along.
Amy does know everything.
Let's talk.
I would have been pissed if he stayed in there any longer.
Oh, my God.
And they don't want to piss me off.
I was enjoying seeing all that. You know, I was hoping that he would, I'm hoping that big giant goof of a patient is going to get out and become one of his bodyguards.
He's probably going to end up dead.
Oh, okay. So moving right along. Let's talk about Miss Kringle, Ed, and Gordon.
Yeah, so Gordon is wanting to know about Miss Kringle. Where is she?
Yes, Lee is doing a little investigating herself and finding checks that haven't been cashed.
Mm-hmm.
She's still got a little piss-offness, I call that. That's a word for me. At Gordon, you see that? Little attitude.
I don't like her.
I know, you never have. But she's the mother of his child, so you have to tolerate her.
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't like her.
Yeah, she's digging up stuff, and I think Ed's gonna...
She's gonna end up dead. That's what's gonna happen, and then I'm gonna be pissed.
Well,
because as much as I don't like her, I don't want her to end up dead.
See, I think she's cool. I think, you know...
And if Ed kills her, then I'm gonna be really pissed, because Barbara should be the one to kill her.
Well, it looks like next week's episode, it looks like some stuff goes down where it possibly... I could be wrong, but I'm gathering that Ed is starting to kind of lay some stuff down and to make Gordon, framing Gordon.
Yeah, like. That's what it looks like.
And then it looks like the Riddler's kind of, you know, which I kind of don't understand if he's putting questions and then leave. I hope he doesn't leave riddles out, because, I mean, if I was Gordon, I'd be like, this sounds really familiar, like Ed.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that.
I hope not. But the question marks, the green question marks are out.
Did you notice in this episode, I'm sure they've showed it in other episodes, but I just noticed it in this one, mm-hmm. when he's in his apartment, the green light flashing in the back.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I just noticed.
Go back and watch.
I don't need to, because I already know. I see the question marks. So what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that Ed is going to attempt on Gordon's life? Do you think it's going to go that far, or do you think he's just going to try to get him arrested?
No, I think he's just going to try to get him arrested.
Okay.
Because I think he likes Gordon.
I think he does, too.
He just doesn't want Gordon. I mean, Gordon was the only one that was really nice to him.
That's true. And it seems to me that the parts that we're seeing of Ed is the twisted side.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm guessing there has to – because I can't remember. Has he crossed over to the dark side, you think? I think he's still got some good Ed in him, right?
Well, I mean, did he really have some good Ed? He did.
I'm talking about the nerdy, picked on Ed compared to the Rico Suave looking in the mirror. You know, I know that you and I have talked about it when he was crossing over, but I don't know. I still think he's good.
I don't know. I think he's kind of crossed.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens with it. But it was dope. I'm glad to see that happening. There's going to be some serious drama with Miss Kringle. Let's talk about, I gotta talk about Bruce, Alfred.
I loved every minute of the Bruce Alfred story in this episode.
I think Bruce definitely took it, going in and challenging Mr. Cupcake in a fight with Alfred. And as Alfred's teaching him how to fight and teaching him about life, he's beating up this guy.
I like it.
I loved it.
I like it a lot.
Loved it. And then, of course, Bruce goes to a bar, Lori Petty, you know who she is, right?
I had to look her up.
Yes.
I seen that she was in the Orange is the New Black.
What the hell are you talking about?
Or Black is the New Orange?
I don't watch that show. I've been told that it's a really good series. No, she's old school. She's Point Break. Tom Hanks and No, There's No Crying in Baseball?
Yes, that's where I recognize
Tank Girl?
From.
Come on!
Okay, that's where I recognized her from.
As soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, I tweeted her, and she liked my tweet.
Ooh.
Yes.
I loved her. I really hope we see more of her.
Oh, you know what? I saw a tweet when I went to her Twitter page. I saw somebody saying that they love Jerry and hope to see more Jerry. I thought she was great.
Yeah. I think my favorite scene was when she was actually sitting there and Jim asked her, well, do you want me to hurt you? And she was like, oh, yeah, I got some time.
I think for me, my favorite part was when she was kind of laying down the knowledge to Bruce and said, I'm kind of like God. I'm putting y'all together. That was just – that whole scene there was just great. She was just awesome.
Basically everything. Keep her around, lose fish.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we'll see if Laura Petty's going to make another – I think she was great. I hope she does. Because she was great. Let's see what else. So, I mean, it looks like Bruce had the opportunity to kill Matches.
Yeah, and he took the high road.
He doesn't.
He did. He took the high road.
You know what? I was kind of...
He didn't kill him.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking maybe he was going to, like, wound him. That takes a lot right there. I mean, he has to do that killed his parents. But you know what? I was still trying to figure out. It didn't seem like Matches admitted to killing his parents.
Like
he kind of like, well, if that's what you think, then pull the trigger and I need to die. But I didn't get the satisfaction of like, yes, I mean, I know that he said, oh, I remember in the pearls. And I was starting to think to myself, Is he doing this to piss off Bruce? Like, of course, if he pulled down the pearl necklace, the pearls would go everywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if he was a true killer yet, but I mean, I could be wrong. But I love the actor that plays Matches. I don't remember his name, and I didn't look it up. But I've seen him in movies, and I like the dude.
Do you think he did it?
I don't know.
Where are you leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards he was kind of pushing Bruce to do it because he just didn't remember. And I would have thought that he would remember killing Bruce Wayne and his mom is Bruce's dad and mom. That's a big deal.
Yeah, so he didn't do it then.
That's why I don't, you know, I mean, because he said he remembered certain people, but you didn't remember Bruce Wayne's
That's
father
true.
And mother?
You would remember those. Yeah,
yeah. You'd have to. So, and people would talk too, you know, and so that's why I don't feel that he did kill him or not. I don't think it happened. I think we're still going to see some stuff. But I don't know. Do you think Bruce is done? Do you think Bruce is like closure? You think that's it?
Well, I don't. Does he have closure? I mean, he's living on the streets.
No. Well, I think now that since that's done, he needs to learn the ways of the streets. So I think that chapter, I don't know. I think that Bruce, my gut feeling is that Bruce is closing that chapter of his parents and starting a new one. And so now he has to become like the Gothamites and live on the streets and kind of learn from Selina and kind of see what he has to deal with in the future.
True.
The building of Batman.
Yeah, that's basically what they left us with was the building of Batman.
How long do you think Alfred's going to stay away?
Alfred's going to be checking on him tonight. What are you talking about?
I think Alfred's going to be like lurking around the bushes and
exactly.
He's not going to, but I'm curious to see how that's all going to pan out. I'm wondering if we're going to see Selina's now stories with Bruce out in the streets and dealing with crap. I'm curious to see how that's going to come out, but I like where Bruce is going. I mean, yeah, I totally agree. Bruce took it along with Miss Jerry, aka Lori Petty. Let's see what else. I think that's it for me.
That is it.
Yeah. I mean, this episode was really, really, really good. I give it a 10.
10. Also 10, 10. 10, I mean, 10.
It's getting better and better or
yeah.
it's cool.
Wait, real quick. What did you think about Jerry's makeup?
I thought it was dope. It kind of brought my feelings of Joker.
Yeah.
You know?
And did you notice the wall in the club?
No. I mean, I just saw music and the band.
And the video playing on the wall.
What was the video?
You saw the Joker in there.
Oh, really?
You saw our guy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even. I'm not paying attention. I don't pay attention to that.
You have to pay attention to stuff like that.
When you were watching it and seeing the video, I was noticing the actresses. I was like, oh, shit, I know her. And then I got excited. That's right. Everything else around, I was like.
This is why we make a great team.
Because let me tell you something. I remember her playing, and I focused all on that. And then I remember seeing the two girls kiss when Bruce is walking down the hallway and when Bruce notices the two people having sex. That's what I remember.
See, and I didn't even notice that.
You didn't notice that? See?
No.
See? That's what I noticed. So it's a good thing that you're there, Amy, so you can notice the little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
I just noticed the guy stuff. Now there's people that listen and are like, really? Let me rewind there. Let me listen. So you give it a 10, I give it a 10. We both love the episode. 10. Great episode.
I can't wait for next week. Next week looks amazing also.
Yes, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to Gordon and Ed. I think that we're going to see a lot of that right there. You know, and then Penguin's coming back. And Penguin.
Yeah, Penguin's the one giving Ed the information.
And Penguin, he is now reunited with his father.
Yeah, which is kind of creepy.
Which happens to be Pee-wee motherfucking Herman.
Woo! I know, and do you know Pee-wee's getting a new movie?
He's also getting a new show on Netflix, too. Maybe that's what you're confusing?
That's maybe what I'm confusing.
Yeah, he's coming back. Pee-wee's coming back. I'm excited.
I'm excited also.
I don't care that the actor jacked off in a movie theater. Good for him.
Me either. Come on, there's a lot of stuff going on in movie theaters.
So, yeah, I don't know how we got onto that. But, no, I'm excited because it looks like Penguin is going to get back with his dad, and then it looks like the dad has two siblings, so maybe Penguin has... He's got a brother and sister. I'm wondering how this is going to be. I wonder if Penguin's dad had an affair because the other two kids look nothing like Penguin, but Penguin looks like the dad.
Well, I mean, he probably left the Penguin's mother, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens. So that's going to be good. I'm excited. I've been waiting for Pee-wee Herman to come to Gotham. I knew he was coming a while back, and the internet told me, And I was like, when is this shit going to happen? And it finally happened.
Now it's happening.
Next week, next Monday night, it airs on Fox, a new episode of Gotham. And then you and I will be talking about it on Tuesday.
Yes. On time.
On the time, because you were out of town. And now we're about to end this recap and recap Sleepy Hollow in just a few as well.
Yes.
So 10-10. So we're happy. Everybody's happy. And that's pretty much it for this recap show. Don't forget, people, if you haven't done already, if you have an iPhone, it's coming soon to Android. But I've got to push it because I got to mention it because we're on there. It's a new app called Good Shows. And if you were a fan of TV Tag and Get Glue, get on there. You can follow Amy. Amy, what are you? Variety Radio Online? Sweet. So you can follow her. She'll follow you. Well, she probably won't follow you back. Unless
I will follow you back.
You have like a certain amount of followers. And you have blue eyes with brown hair and sideburns.
Whatever. Don't listen to Mike. I will follow you back. And also, you follow me on Twitter personally. It's Amy VRO. You can follow the VRO, and that is, it's at the VRO on Twitter. We're on Instagram, Variety Radio Online. Our website is varietyradioonline.com.
Just type in Variety Radio Online on Google and you'll find all the stuff.
You'll find us.
There you go. For me, iwatchmike.com. That is me, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. I Watch Mike on Facebook. That is it. And don't forget, I'm Mike the Movie Guy on Good Shows. So download it, do all that good stuff. So we're out of here. We'll be back next week with more Gotham. Say goodbye, Amy.
Goodbye, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like